And here we go, people. Listen to the words of this song. It's so very true. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm your host, Juliana. And yes, we are the world. We are the children. And it's time for us all to stand up now and make a stand. I've been off for a while. I've been learning. I've been growing. I've been doing a lot of research. I, too, for a while, was very confused and scared. And I saw where I really wasn't helping enough. Because the information that I was bringing forth to you, I saw I needed to do further research into it. I stand for the truth, listeners. I stand for peace. I stand for all the good things that this world should have that we don't have right now because of a few that don't care about us. So today I'm coming to you straight from my heart. And I'm not talking to you or I'm not talking at you. I'm not talking down to you. I'm talking to you from experience, and I'm talking to you straight from my heart. So thank you for listening. And I have a very special guest today that I brought on. Her name is Aunt Nancy Ogren. I'm coming to you with this show to bring you hope, but I'm also coming to you with this show with the truth. I'm coming to you to wake you up, those that are still sleeping, and tell you the truth. I'm coming to you from my heart and explaining to you my life's experiences and what I've learned and what I see going on in our country and around the world that is happening to beautiful people, kind-hearted, loving people. And that's what I'm going to be talking about with you in my future shows as well, as I'm going to be touching on it today. So getting back to my very special guest and a very, very authentic lady in the work that she does, Nancy Ogren. She's an astrologer, she's an author, and she's an intuitive. And she's worked in the field for over 30 years. And Nancy will be giving you all her important information on all she has to offer, such as her books and her contact info, etc. But before I bring Nancy on, I have some very important information to share with you, like I said, and it's just as my show says. This is coming straight from my heart. That's where I've always worked from, is from my heart. Also, I have a news article that I'd like to share with you that I hope will bring you some kind of hope, even though I'm right there with the rest of you guys right now. And I'm grasping at any little bit of hope that I possibly can find in these most dark and perilous times. No, I'm not going to get up here and I'm not going to give you any kind of false hope about meditating or going within or any other kind of unattainable information that the majority of us don't even understand. I'm going to keep it real because that's what I'm all about, keeping it real. And you're going to hear from me from my heart about how this is affecting me and you and the whole world. And it's not a pretty picture. But guess what? We're where we're at right now by us all believing all the fluffy lies and delusional crap that has been spoon-fed to us, and I'm sick and tired, and I'm fed up with it. And I have no more fear of repercussions that I, this one little old lady, has to face from the dark by bringing the truth to the masses. I'm a truthful, honest person. I've been all my life a truthful, honest person, and now I'll be here to help you as long as I can to see the real picture and not some crazy, far-out dream that the ETs are coming to help us and it's going to be all right. I, yes, most certainly do believe in the ETs. I most certainly have seen flying saucers, and I most certainly believe they are helping us. But I also know that the only way that it's going to be all right is if you stand up very strong and make a positive change yourselves and face the real facts, not dependent on your political leaders or any alien being from some other world to swoop down and rescue your life. Take a stand. Step up before it's too late, because I'm going to be real honest with you. We are in a big old mess, and it is already way past the hour late. We put ourselves right where we are right now by our apathetic attitudes and giving up our lives and power to others, such as our political leaders, and they don't really give a rat's behind about us, our families, or the world. They only care about their own dark, greedy, and power-hungry control agenda, and we're just no more to them than the dog poop is on your shoe. Now, let me tell you, I'm very upset. That's the reason I'm doing this show. Because why am I upset? Because the injustice that I'm seeing going on in this country and in this world. And I love America. I love America with all my heart. I'm a patriotic lady. I've never been arrested. I've had 2 traffic tickets in my life. I pay my taxes. I pay my bills. I love humanity. I love and respect all of God's creations. And I, Juliana, stand for the truth and respect all life. And now it's time for us all to come together in a very level-headed and peaceful manner, but very strong, and demand our rights to be given back to us, our country to be restored, for us to get aid. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be on here bringing you the truth from my heart, because I'm going to tell you the truth about where I am now. I paid my last mortgage payment. I have 1 more month, the month of June, in my home. I rescue and abuse abandoned animals. I have kitties here that people have dumped in my area that their houses has been foreclosed on, and they couldn't care for them, so they came to my yard, and I couldn't turn them away because I work from my heart. So I have these precious little faces looking up at me every morning for a meal of food. I have these precious little souls that's already gone through the trauma of losing their homes, and I can't let them down. I don't know where I'm going. I don't have any money to buy another house. I don't even have any money for rent. You see how bad this country is getting, has gotten? And let me tell you something, darlings. Today it's Juliana. Juliana 3 years ago didn't think that this was going to come to me, because I was preparing and I was storing up food and water, and I thought that I would skim through this okay and still be able to cook a meal and go out and find some poor homeless person on the street like I do and bring them a hot meal and give them a few words of hope. I thought I would be okay. Well, it's knocking on my door today, and tomorrow it could be knocking on your door. And this is enough. Enough is enough. I've been doing a lot of research, and I ran across a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Fulford. You can Google his name on the computer if you have computers, and read about him yourself. His father was an ambassador. I can't get into all that right now because my show isn't that long. But what I found out about this guy through much research, and the conclusion I've come to, is that this guy really doesn't have any reason to be messing with our heads or telling lies, or at least that's what I think. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many, many times in life. But I found an article this morning on the rents.com news page, and it was an update from this gentleman named Benjamin Fulford. He's out of Canada, and he's really fighting and trying to not just help his country, but our country, America, as well as the rest of the world. And I'd like to read this article to you after my little rant that I just went through, which is very true, but I'm here to try and give you a little hope in your darkness, too, because I know we're all stressed and all depressed. So I'm going to read this article to you. Take it as you may. If you find truth in it in your heart, well, then it's good for you. If you don't, that's okay, too, because I'm not telling anybody what to believe, and I'm not telling anybody really what to do, but I am saying what you really need to face. So here's the article. Fulford, Chinese Secret Society warns U.S. and EU. The secret government of the U.S. and EU has promised a major overhaul in the wake of the warning it got from the Chinese Secret Society. According to a senior Japanese public security police officer and Freemason who has been acting as an intermediary with the Chinese Secret Society. Expect big changes this autumn, he said in comments confirmed by a member of the Japanese royal family. What you will be seeing is the unwinding of George Bush's senior's 50-year campaign to turn the U.S. into a fascist regime. The secret police agent says George Bush Sr. is now a broken man showing signs of senile dementia, he adds. If the sources are to be believed, U.S. President George Bush's government will resign before his term expires and will be replaced by an interim regime headed by Al Gore. This will start a 2 to 3 year transition period during which suppressed technologies such as free energy will be released and a new system for running the planet will be implemented, according to these two sources. They, the Illuminati, know their rule is ending, but they do not want it to end in an ugly way, the security police source says. The recent market turmoil, including the Chinese threat to sell dollars, was part of the bargaining towards major changes in the secret balance of power, we are told. Certainly there are some encouraging signs. The tearful resignation of U.S. presidential brain Karl Rove removes the central linchpin of Bush's regime, since it follows six other resignations. It does look like rats abandoning a sinking ship. I have to get some water. Hold on. I'm just mere human. Thank you. The article goes on to say, in Japan, meanwhile, the victory of the opposition Democratic Party in the recent upper house elections could lead to the end of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Japan Democratic Party, Ishiro Ozawa, I hope I pronounced that right, I probably didn't, has promised to block renewal of an anti-terrorist bill that allows Japan's self-defense forces to provide considerable logistical support to the U.S.-sponsored wars in the region. Without that support, it is unlikely the U.S. will have enough money or military might to continue the wars. Since this follows U.K. Prime Minister Brown's vow to remove British troops with or without U.S. approval, it will mean the Bush regime has lost its last big war allies. Brown also publicly rebuked Bush during a recent visit by doing such things as pointingly refusing to take home a souvenir he was given. There are also signs the Japanese election was manipulated behind the scenes to promote a Democratic Party victory in Japan just before the election. The Japanese mainstream media suddenly began reporting heavily about a pension scandal the JDP has been talking unreported about for at least 5 years. This was crucial for their victory. We may see a general election as early as this fall, followed by the birth of a JDP government and an end to the post-war Japanese regime. It could be a sign of diminished Rockefeller influence in Japan. However, it is not a sign of diminished Illuminati control of Japan, since Ozawa is himself a Freemason. Despite the positive developments, the biggest worry is all the public hints about a new terrorist attack on the U.S. to be used as an excuse to trigger martial law. However, such an attack at this time would fool nobody, the sources said. Many U.S. citizens might be fooled, but no other government in the world would believe it. The secret government knows they cannot use their old tricks anymore, the source said. The Chinese secret societies, meanwhile, are watching carefully for any sign of new attempts to spread disease or otherwise carry out genocidal attacks. They only give one warning and have never initiated a news blackout. I am not in the loop about what they would do if a new breach was found, but they did say whatever action they took would be unpredictable and worse than expected. At the same time, an anti-Rothschild alliance has been formed in Tokyo. They warned that the entire Bush regime was probably set up as a bad cop to scare people in the arms of the EU good cop. They say there may be other surprises, possibly including a fake UFO invasion that Henry Kissinger hinted at during the 1991 Bilderberg meeting. We will have to look at least 4 or 5 steps ahead in order to keep on top of these people, the alliance says. So far, the EU only consists of governments that are controlled in secret by the Rothschilds, etc. Turkey is also a Rothschild thief. Their secret parliament, the Bilderbergs, have already shown they are racist by refusing to allow any Japanese to join. As a result, any effort to turn the EU into the base of a world government is doomed to fail. The anti-Rothschild alliance, with its discreet backing of the Chinese secret societies, will be contacting leaders of Russia, China, India, the Muslim countries, South America, Africa, etc., to create a global alliance that will demand a new way of running the planet. The UN Security Council will have to be replaced with new grouping that more accurately represents the people of this planet. As it stands, 4 out of the 5 permanent Security Council members are representatives of Caucasian nations, even though only 17% of the world's people are Caucasians. This global apathy will have to end. The world's financial system will also have to be replaced with a more transparent and equitable system that relies on more than simple human selfish greed as the main incentive for transactions. Once this is done, a 3-year campaign against the 5 curses of humanity, war, poverty, environmental destruction, ignorance, and disease could be carried out. This could be a test case for replacing the Hegelian system of pitting opposite forces against each other in war with a system for people to compete towards agreed upon peaceful goals. The industries and lobbies that have depended on war and turmoil will have to be given new goals and direction. One possibility would be a long-term campaign to terraform Mars. People will have to be patient, however. These changes will happen over a period of years, not months. In the meantime, let us see if the autumn surprise appears as promised. End of article. And as I said, I hope it brings you hope. I'm not 100% sure that it's all fact, but I do feel that there is quite a bit of truth in it. And in the position we're in right now, I would say that any little glimmer of hope is better than nothing. So I thank you for listening, and now I'm going to bring on my very special guest, Nancy Ogren. Nancy is going to be telling you all of the information about her astrology charting and where we stand now with the astrology with the stars, and she'll let you know her contacts and so forth, and she'll tell you about her books and her workshops and everything. So thank you for listening. I'm stepping back. Nancy, dear, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show, and thank you so very much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, that information is very interesting considering I am on to talk about the new moon in Gemini this coming Tuesday, but I would like to talk a minute first about the fact that in the last 2 months we had two full moons in the sign of Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about hidden secrets and things that we don't want known, and how we can redeem and reclaim ourselves by letting go of the past in some way. And I was marveling as I was listening to what you were reading that I've thought for years, are we ever going to get to the place where the secrets do come out? And I have to say, this week, kind of watching McClellan and his book being touted on the different shows, which was a good thing, the fact that this man who was an absolute Bush loyalist is saying to people, they've lied. And we knew it. I think it's such a shock because we have been for basically 200 years a nation of noble causes, and that seems to have been lost. And I think this is also a very young nation. When you talk about charts, you do charts for nations also. And the fact that this nation is so very young, and some experiences, a nation's chart is just like a person's chart, and you just keep progressing it, and that tells us where everything is right now as to what the person's chart is about, and this is true of this nation. And I will say that what we have here that I think is a very important piece is the fact that the Mars, the planet of war, as we all know, in our nation's chart, at this time in our nation's chart, progressed forward. Mars is retrograde, so our whole dance with war from when we began is taking a back seat to how else would we do this. And I find that very, very interesting that we really are, there isn't a stomach anymore for war, for us to decide, for us to be nation builders, for us to do all of the things we've so arrogantly done for decades and decades and decades. And so this is a different time. One of the other ways that I see it as a different time is the fact that we have a couple of solar eclipses and lunar eclipses each year, and the effects of those solar and lunar eclipses last longer than a new moon or a full moon would. And we had in February an Aquarius solar eclipse. And the effects of a solar eclipse actually last a year. So this whole year we are dealing with the effects of what the qualities of Aquarius are. And it really is about both personally, nationally, and globally. It is about what is it that we have to offer the world. Aquarius is about mankind. Aquarius is about how we're going to do this differently. How do we get to the place where we say, that's not us anymore? And an Aquarius solar eclipse is one way. And the part about this that I find very important is Next February, we have another solar eclipse in Aquarius. So we have 2 whole years of the effects of let's be the nation that leads the world in peace, not war. And that's really the theme of Aquarius. So we've got that going for us. We do have a number of circumstances that we need to step up into in order to help make this different. And going back for a minute to those two Scorpio full moons, where for 2 months, and we're still in it now, that's why so much shift and awareness we have to have is necessary here. Because again, what Scorpio asks of everyone all the time is, let go of your own past. Leave the past behind and step up into a new, more responsible future. In other words, it's your life. What are you doing with it? What are you doing to not carry your wounding around? How about instead of working out of your story, you work out of your imagination of what your life could be if you took responsibility of it? That's very important. And we don't have to be followers. Somehow we became divided and not responsible. And I don't know if any of you saw in the news, but I was struck, I think it was on Friday's news, that they lifted the ban on beef from the United States to South Korea that we would start trading our beef. And they rioted in the streets because they're afraid of mad cow and because we did have those couple of sort of shady cases. But us, they don't trust us. And I think that's very important. That a country would get out and march in the streets to not be beholden to us and not trust us. And I think that's what we really are seeing. And again, we have the effects of these Scorpio full moons. And as we go into this Gemini new moon, which is very positive, it's air. After the intensity of 2 Scorpio full moons and a month of being in Taurus, which is an earth sign, but there's density there. Where we have stepped into as we moved after that, right after that, the full moon 2 weeks ago, we moved into Gemini. And so we really are kind of, I feel like we've been in a bunker for a while. And that with this Gemini energy, we're feeling like, oh, I can get up. You're ready to go out. You're ready to, you know, plant the spring, put your garden in, bring the spring and summer in. That's Gemini. And Gemini is an air sign. And so this new moon gives us a chance for new ideas. What information do we need to gather personally? Not to be told, particularly not on our own news networks. If you listen to BBC or something, that's good. But we really have to start deciding who are we as a nation. That's our job. That's not somebody else's job. That's our job. And Gemini is all about ideas. What do you want to see? What information do you want to get? There's a man named Kirk Weil, I believe. He's a futurist, and I've had one of his books, and I happened to catch him talking on someone's show in the last few days. And this man is a futurist. This man is wanting us also, from many different points of view, we're hearing, how are we going to do this differently? This is not the status quo. And boy, with a Gemini new moon over the horizon coming to us on Tuesday, be very ready to open up yourself. How, if you stopped being begrudging other people and the way they do things and why isn't it like this and why isn't it like that, it's very true. The only reason the world hasn't changed is because we haven't demanded that it should. And that's a gift that we can start with here with this new moon, and be ready to say, I'll take responsibility about what I believe. It's up to me to decide my reality. It's up to me to decide what I want to put my energy in, what focus. We are confined in this country to this political reality, so to play it as carefully as you can to meet your own needs, but be active, be interactive, be ready to say, I'm going to show up here, whatever it is you want to do. And often when I'm on a show, I run the chart of the person who facilitates the show. So I ran Juliana's charts. And as it happens, natally, which means when she was born, she was born at 00 Gemini. So this whole month for her is very exciting. She has her sun. She has Jupiter in Gemini. She has Mars in Gemini. So you can understand why this little lady is fired up and ready and wanting to expand and wanting us to look at things differently and enthused. And Geminis are often in the public. They certainly share their thoughts and their ideas, and they're very creative people. And so we're really lucky to have her back on. And progressed, which is where all of these planets are now, she still has Jupiter in Gemini, and she has Venus in Gemini, and Venus in the sky and the sun are in Gemini. And but Venus, the sun, the moon, and Mercury are all in Gemini, up in the sky. So we've got a new passion for new ideas. I feel like we're all waking up together and knowing that we've got wonderful things to do. And so and like I said, Juliana's progress chart, she's very excited to share her ideas and her hope. And she's right. Gemini always says, if you're not happy with how it is, what action, what will you do, what will you do to make your own life different? And that's really what we're asking here, is what will you do?
Exactly.
And what do you want?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank
you
for that. Oh, you
bet.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment you paid me. And this show that I'm doing is absolutely nothing, listeners. Excuse me, Nancy, for cutting in.
Oh, no.
I felt I needed to say this. This show I'm doing, listeners, has absolutely nothing to do with me doing this for any kind of fortune, fame, or recognition. It has nothing to do with ego. Believe me, this is straight from my heart. I'm doing this because of my great love and compassion for humanity. And when I say humanity, I don't just mean in America. I am talking about the whole wide world. The whole wide world. I came from a third world country when I was a little girl to this country, and I went to school for a few years, and then I went back to my country. I have seen both sides of the street. I have seen what it's like to live in this country at the Fountain's Head, and I've also lived the life in my country, in a third world country, in poverty. I know what it's like to be homeless when my family dumped me when I was a young kid and I grew up on the streets and worked a job just to have food, and my bed at night was under the stars in the bushes somewhere. That's why I have compassion. and I have taken this, and instead of looking at myself as a victim and licking my sores, I have taken this and made me become a more compassionate person, a more understanding person, a more loving person, and that's why I'm reaching out to you. And that's why I can care about the homeless and when I see them on the street, instead of turning my nose up and walking away with my high heel shoes on and saying, oh, they're just some crazy person or some drug addict or something. I'm not giving them no money to eat. I stop and I give them money, even if I only have $5 and I don't, that's all I have and I have no change. I give them the full $5 because I don't care what they do with the money, because I know a few cents out of that money is going to put something in their belly. And I just wish somebody had did that for me when I was out there. And take time to talk to some of these homeless folks. Go, just take time. Don't be afraid of them. You will hear some wonderful stories, and you will hear some stories that will make your ears ring with the suffering they're going through out there. And that is where we people here in the United States are all going if this crap don't stop. I'm on a radio show today. Somebody might be out there listening to me now and might have caught the first part of this show and heard the situation I'm in and say, oh, wow, she's some big cool lady on there on a radio show talking. Wish I was her. Hey, excuse me. Hey, man, I'm going to be one of those little homeless folks out there soon. Somebody might be walking past looking at me with their nose turned up in the air and spitting my cup. Watch out for one another. Care for one another. Stop being prejudiced. Stop pointing blame. It's time to clean up this mess, and nobody is going to do it besides us. After all, even if there was somebody coming in from another galaxy to do it for us, look at it this way. It's our home. It's our planet. It's our backyard. It's our responsibility to clean up the mess that's here. And it doesn't matter who doesn't do it. Don't sit and wait for the next one to do it. You do it. You show others by your example of your actions.
Absolutely.
If you don't have money to give someone, give them a smile. If you don't have a smile, say good morning or good evening or something. And if you have extra food and you don't want to give it to a human and you see a poor animal peeping out of the bush that's hungry, hey, they got feelings too. Give them some water. Give them some food. Do something. Do good things. Stop doing selfish, greedy, mean things to each other and to the planet. It's time for all that to change. We can turn this thing around in a heartbeat if we all stood up together and said, I'm mad. I'm pissed. I'm angry. I deserve better. I'm not going to take it anymore. This is unfair, unjust to me, to my children, to my grandchildren, to the planet, to the world. It's got to stop here and now and stop being so damn scared of speaking up and standing up for what's right and true. If you think you're scared now, let me tell you something. You don't know fair until you're out there on the street homeless, honey. You don't know fair. When nighttime comes and you got to sleep with one eye open and one eye closed because you don't know who's going to come along and beat you, rape you, kill you, or whatever, you don't know what it's like. And we're all heading that direction. The only ones that's going to skim through this without any problems is the extremely rich. And there are very few extremely rich folks in this beautiful country of the United States of America. And there's very few rich throughout the world. With the world population, I'm not sure the exact percentage, so I'm not going to quote it. But I know that there is a lot more of us folk than there are the real, real rich folk that are still going to be eating their lobster while we're walking around hungry. So it's time to do something, and don't wait for someone else to do it. And do it in an intelligent, responsible, peaceful, strong way. Remember, anger begets anger. Chaos begets chaos. Violence begets violence. But love, honesty, truth begets that. If you go out there and make all kinds of harush, you go out there angry, screaming, and yelling, You ain't going to get anywhere with that. That's all going to come back to you. But you got to stand firm, you got to stand strong, and you got to make your demands, and you got to make them now, and you got to say it's got to stop. Remember, these people, we put them in there by voting them in there. These people, they work for us. Get that straight. They work for us. We pay them their salaries. We pay our taxes. And as long as we're abiding by the law and we're not doing anything illegal and wrong, it is not fair or right or just for us to lose our homes because we don't have no more work, we don't have no more jobs, because it was created and brought on from some dark agenda plan, genocidal plan to get rid of the bottom feeders, they call the people over 50 and on up. And what are we leaving for our children and our grandchildren? What are we doing for them? And how are they looking at us? There sits grandma and grandpa taking all this in, not doing anything about it. But, okay, baby, I love you. Grandma loves you. Grandma ain't showing you she loves you. If grandma ain't standing up and trying to make a better world for you, honey, because you're going to experience what we're experiencing today unless grandma and grandpa stands up and says, hey, enough. There's no reason for hunger in this world. Absolutely no reason for hunger. There's no reason for poverty. There's no reason for any of the stuff we're going through. There's no food shortage. There's no oil shortage. I was listening to a show last night and on the Jeff Rich show, and it was a guy by the name of Mr. Mars. He said the whole world is full of oil. There's plenty enough for everybody. And we're sitting down and listening to these lies and saying, well, okay, if they say so, it's all right. Meanwhile, losing our homes, losing our lives, losing our jobs, losing our marriages, losing our children, losing everything, and going out there, walking around, and then we're out there on the streets. So now we're homeless bums, vagrants, trespassing and getting arrested. Hey, sorry, but that's the way it is, and it's not a pretty picture, but you got to face it, because we let it go too far, way too far, and there's not one of these political people that are running for office out of the three right now that gives a rat's behind about us, the people. It's the same old yaya. The only one there that's standing up for the people, and they're not giving him even enough time for the people to know about him, and that's Ron Paul. He cares about the people, and everything I read about him, I read what an honest, good man he is. He cares. He cares about the people. He cares about the country. He cares about the world, and he has some great ideas and great plans, and he's speaking about these wonderful things that he will do for the world and for the people of America if he gets a chance. Demand more time for Ron Paul to be exposed on these television screens that has these other three of them up there with nothing for us, no hope, no nothing. See more yaya, more war, more poverty, more hard times. Pay your taxes, shut up. Hey, yeah, I'm upset. I'm very upset.
Well,
and you should
be too. It is a hard time for all of us, I think, because we never expected this country to become this reality.
Mm-hmm.
It really is hard for us all.
This country has been a country that the whole world has looked up to forever. The whole world has looked up to this country. Everybody wants to come to America. In third world countries, from the time a little kid is old enough to talk, if you ask them, where would they like to go? America. Why? Because America is the land of the free. America is the home of the brave. America is the land of opportunity. And we can have a good life in America. And we can do it in America, but we got to stand up and we got to do it together instead of expecting the other person or just a few to do it. Because the few that has been trying to do it and bring the message for so long is getting tired and old and weary and broken down and exhausted and running out of telephones because our homes are going, so we can't talk to you anymore. We can't help you anymore. Now it's time for you to step up and start helping us too. That's the way it is.
Yep, that's exactly it. And that really is why why we've really got, and I do believe too that some of the things we're hearing, I really do feel like there is information, and that's sort of the piece they never counted on. Again, the idea of the age of Aquarius, which we've been in for about 150 years, really, and Aquarius represents technology, and this is what I believe is going to, literally, that's what's going to save the world, is the fact that it's almost impossible to stop communication. It's got a life of its own, and it's here, and it's not going to be stopped, and it's going to be wonderful because as a group, as a world, as a team, and that's also a theme of Aquarius, you know, it's not just a song from the 60s, it's the future.
Are you seeing anything about the elections in your charting there, Nancy, about anything to make it look like this article that I read about that Fulford wrote, that it's a possibility that this is really going to be the way it is?
Well, I think what everybody is concerned about is exactly that. It really is a concern now, though. It wasn't, and it was sort of floating. But again, with stuff coming from what they thought would always be secrets, that was the assumption when they duped us with the war. It was the idea that they've held on to secrets before and managed, they, you know, didn't come out for years. That isn't so this time. This time there's no stopping the information. There isn't any stopping it. It is a different time. There actually is a revolution going on, and it's the revolution of information. And it isn't being stopped. And I think whatever this is, we had to see the second, George really had to be elected so we would be this upset. If he was done in 4 years, we wouldn't be this upset. You had to see this play out. And even though it was stolen, you had to see it played out. That's how bad it is.
I consider him one of our greatest teachers in this country that has ever been.
That he absolutely has made this country really make decisions about who we are collectively and how this is going to go collectively. So, and again, it never occurred to a number of people that this country, that an election could be stolen, that an election of a free country, and that's the other point I make. This is a democracy, and that means there's a structure. They make it sound like you're free to decide, but you're not. What we need in this country is liberty. We need our liberty restored. We need our freedom restored. And that's really why what this next election is about is opportunity to step back up. And here again, we're giving a whole new group of people, we're giving young people a chance to decide what they're ready to take responsibility of. It is this country, again, truly, from an astrological point of view, this country is a teenager. And the idea, and we certainly saw that in this last presidency, this president is a teenager. He's still working out his daddy issues. So we've got a kid who's been in the White House trusting his friends who are bullies that what they're going to do is okay and nobody's going to object. That's somebody who has said from the beginning, the whole group, the rules don't apply to me. And that's really what a teenager does. And what we're asking as a nation, and we're saying as a nation, is I do not want my life run by a couple of
bullies and little kids
Yes.
And unfortunately, Nancy, my dear, that's where we're going to have to stop because her time is almost up. So if you would like to talk about your workshops or getting your website there, your book or anything,
sure.
We have
sure.
about, I'd say about just a minute and a half for
oh,
you
easy.
To
That'll
get
be
that out.
Easy. The main thing I would like your listeners to know is that I send out, actually, later today, I'm doing an email. I send out an email free every 2 weeks to update you on what is going on with the current new moon and full moon. It's free, so you just send me an email at Nancy Ogren, O-G-R-E-N, at Comcast.net, and you just put moon mailing in the title, in the subject, and I will enter your email address and you will be on my list. And if you're interested, this year's Moonways Guide, which I do I write up a calendar journal for every new moon and full moon. This year's Moonways Guide is on my website, which is Nancy Miller Ogren, OGREN.com. And I would just, if I have you in my email list, then you will get an email if I'm in your area doing a workshop or doing a seminar. I'll be very happy to keep you posted on what I'm doing, and I have enjoyed this very much. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Bless you, Nancy. Thank you from my heart, and I enjoyed it too. Thank you, and we'll be speaking. I'll be giving you a call after I hang up from the show. And Nancy will be coming on other shows, and she will be giving you the chart-ins and giving you the updates on further information. As of now, dear listeners, I am sorry that I may have came across with too much yaya, as they say, but I'm coming to you straight from my heart. I'm coming to you with love. I'm coming to you with compassion. I'm coming to you with truth, and I'm telling it like it is. The picture might not always be pretty, but it's better to see the picture for what it really is than to get ourselves any deeper in a big old mess than we already are. We have no more time to waste. Come together now, and come together responsibly and peacefully. Remember, aggression and war is out. Peace is in. Compassion is in. Coming together responsibly, working in harmony and unity with one another is what it's all about. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Please say a little prayer for me that me and all these kitties and these little dogs make it through this storm. I know I will. I'm tough. Bless you. I love you. Thank you.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny radio show here on bbsradio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific.